Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, May the 25th, 2015, and as always, I'm your host, John Hansen, and as we do each and every Monday at this same time, over the same virtual airwaves of the Blog Talk Radio Network through our studios in New York City, we bring to you another segment featuring Buyers Meeting Point's Kelly Barner. Now, in this week's perspective, and by the way, before I even get to this week's perspective, I want to wish everyone south of the border a happy Memorial Day. Hopefully you're taking in the sun and a little bit of barbecue. Of course, listening to this show is a good idea as well. But just a reminder, if you miss it live, not to worry, because it is recorded and will be made available on an on-demand basis. So we can go back to work tomorrow. If you missed it today, you can listen to it then. Anyway, going back, each and every Monday at this same time, we're joined by Buyers Meeting Point's Kelly Barner. And what she does is offer procurement perspectives through our radio show, through this segment. And this week is kind of interesting. I guess I'd be surprising if I didn't, because it actually features an excerpt from an interview I did with the CEO of Reliance Solution Services, Marie Melik-Sechin. And it was quite interesting because, you know, it was our usual procurement unplugged interview. And she talks about every part of our approach, mindset, skill set, and processes that need to change in order for us, and when we talk about us in the procurement world, to become truly, truly collaborative. So it was, suffice to say, a very, very, very interesting segment, and as such, I'm going to play for you now and welcome Kelly back to the show.
Thank you, John. As always, I'm pleased to be back to start the week with a new Procurement Perspectives podcast. Happy Memorial Day to everyone in the United States, and to all of our armed forces serving abroad. If you're interested in my event recommendations for this week, and there are events taking place even with the Monday holiday, please visit buyersmeetingpoint.com and look for them in one of this week's featured blog posts. Our guest audio this week is from a Procurement Unplugged conversation John had last week with Marie Melik-Sechin, the CEO of Reliance Solution Services. Before starting at Reliance, Marie was the CEO of Exchanging, and before that, she held multiple executive-level positions at IBM. In the three-minute excerpt I want to feature from their 40-minute conversation, Marie talks about the challenge of getting a new kind of result from suppliers. While under the old, quote-unquote, approach, savings metrics guided the way for every procurement effort, the rising emphasis on collaboration requires that we change everything from our skill sets to our mindsets to the framework we use to track progress and demonstrate success. In the moments leading up to this excerpt, John was asking Marie to share her thoughts on putting a model into place that supports a collaborative agenda and making sure that the supplier organizations we intend to partner with have also matured enough to take a more collaborative approach. Let's listen.
I think you are bringing such an important point, right? The two points that you know, I want to bring together is first the collaboration. The new generation will need to think about procurement as a collaborative body. It's not simply about the price. It is about how you're going to be able to work collaboratively with your suppliers, with your stakeholders, in order to make the company successful. This is not about just cutting the cost. This is about competing in the market. 70%, Matthew Etaw, who is the CEO of Proxima, they have done a research by which, you know, and yet you can see it on their website, 70% of a company's revenue is externalized. In other words, is with the suppliers. If you don't know how to manage that, and if you simply focus on the cost, you're definitely going to have some issues. So CEOs and C-level leadership will need to understand that. Now, bring that into the outsourcing world. The way outsourcing works is, especially with the larger companies, the global companies, they go into a bidding, and the bidding, what that does is try and bring the lowest price, the best services, and so on and so forth. So now you have a competition that is based on how much savings, what type of metrics you're going to have to make sure that you are going to be able to bring the savings, which is exactly the issue that you bring up. Makes it very difficult for you to be able to think about the collaboration, because it shouldn't be only about the savings. So companies who are going to be successful, and Proxima is doing that recently, I've had a lot of look at their some of the work that they are doing. Their focus is not simply on cost cutting, but their focus is how do I make you successful in your business? Metrics that matter. It's not a metrics of cost savings, simply. Don't misunderstand me, cost savings is important. But sometimes you have to think about the quality, the supplier, the risk, the brand, the turnaround, innovation, how you compete in the new generation against, you know, all the stuff that's happening in the social media. All of that is critical for you to think about, and you need to bring that stakeholder and those suppliers together to sit down and think about the best thing for the company, not simply that cost savings.
If I didn't know anything about Marie's background, I would say from her statements that she is a big picture person. Obviously, the roles she has held demonstrate that as well. Particularly important is the notion that you have to make the whole company successful through your efforts, not just make procurement successful. If the actions that accomplish those two goals aren't one and the same, something has to change. Worst case scenario, both groups are positioned for failure. Best case, they have a shot at limited success. She also talked about the Proxima Group's findings and writing on corporate virtualization. If you haven't read about this yet, please go look it up as soon as this podcast is over. But the basic idea is that because organizations today spend an average of 70% of their revenues with their suppliers rather than on in-house staff and operations, most operations have become virtualized. It's like the opposite of vertical integration, where other entities in the supply chain, either upstream or downstream, are pulled inside of a company. Except in many cases, corporate virtualization happened over time and without clear intent. In fact, Proxima Group found that many of the CFOs they asked about their findings were surprised at the percentage of their own revenues they were spending with suppliers. This increased importance of the supply base means that we need to take every step possible to generate superior, unique results, because therein lies our competitive advantage. Although we don't always use this term, the trend towards corporate virtualization has really resulted in a spike in outsourcing. And in her discussion of collaboration specific to outsourcing, Marie singled out larger companies because they're accustomed to using a standardized bid process. It's not possible to take a standard process and say, I'm just going to change my objectives from savings to collaboration, because the process wasn't designed to do that. Call it whatever you like, a process established to optimize on savings will always lead you back to just that. A truly collaborative mindset must work independently from any established process or framework, although not independent of preset standards, because it has to be opportunistic in nature. And it must be two-way opportunistic. Both buyer and supplier must be looking for metrics that drive and measure their mutual success. If I can give you a reason to listen to the full Blog Talk Radio interview, it is to hear Marie talk about the generational shift we are all hearing so much about. And while one person commented on the Buyer's Meeting Point blog last week that looking for differences between baby boomers and millennials is both utter rubbish and hogwash, I think it's fair to be purposeful about the shift. Rather than taking a side in the millennial-boomer grudge match, Marie points out that a well-structured team will contain a purposeful combination of people from different generations, all assigned where they can both be happy with their work and where they can make a meaningful contribution to the organization. Just like skills or dispositions, generational identities can be powerful indicators of success, if we just learn to work with them rather than against them. If you have any thoughts or feedback, you can reach me directly on Twitter at Buyers Meet Point, or on LinkedIn, or by visiting buyersmeetingpoint.com. Join me again next week for a Procurement Perspective podcast on the topics and trends facing our profession.